Are orgies and porn like a P. Diddy freak-off? You've no doubt been hearing a lot about freak-offs after the arrest of P. Diddy. But what is a freak-off? According to the 14-page federal criminal indictment, these freak-offs were organized by Combs and his associates in hotel suites filled with baby oil, drugs, and video equipment. Prosecutors allege that participants were coerced, with some requiring intravenous fluids to recover from the multi-day ordeals. The government claims that P. Diddy filmed the sessions and used the footage to blackmail participants into silence. In short, a freak-off is an orgy that could last, in some cases, days. An orgy, by definition, is a wild or drunken festivity or revelry, especially involving sex with multiple participants. Think of an orgy as a wild and crazy sex party. So I sat down with someone who has made an entire career of doing wild and crazy sex acts, the one and only Audrey Hollander. Audrey Hollander has been in the industry since 2002. She quickly rose to fame due to her captivating beauty and extreme hardcore performances. There's very little Audrey Hollander hasn't done. While many girls are cosplaying Harley Quinn, carrying a baseball bat, Audrey Hollander had that baseball bat shoved up her ass. And that's not even the craziest thing she's ever done. But today, we are going to talk to her about orgies, specifically those you see on camera in adult movies. I asked Audrey to share her experiences with orgies with us, and this is what she had to say.
Freak-off parties are nothing like the group sex or orgies we do in porn for many reasons. The first of which is that in porn, we are all there because we want to be, and nobody needs IV fluids while filming an orgy in porn. And I've been on sets that have lasted 16 to 18 hours. Honestly, some of those sets back in the day were full-blown cray-cray. We also don't use baby oil as lube in porn, which is because oil-based lubes are associated with an increased risk of yeast infections. And as professionals, we have to keep that in mind. I prefer water-based lubes because they are good for sensitive skin. As a ginger, that's an issue for me. The key to a great orgy is to make sure everyone is happy and healthy. And that means lots of water and being sober. A good sex scene requires you to give your body, mind, and soul. You need to be there physically and mentally. They were probably using IVs because there were a lot of drugs at the party. You don't have that on professional film sets. As a professional, we prepare our bodies before filming an orgy, and it's not for faint at heart. It's a lot of work. We eat right and know to take care of our bodies before even getting on set. It's a whole process. But if you want to try it yourself, remember that a good orgy requires planning. Start by making a list of everyone you want at the orgy. Then email them a consent checklist. This is a document that discusses all of the things that you are and aren't open to. Once you get the filled-out form from everyone who will be at the orgy, compare them and see what hard limits you'll want to take out to make sure everyone is comfortable. You'll also make sure that everyone knows the safe word. In an orgy, you'll want to assign the same word. A safe word should be something that wouldn't come up in normal conversation. It could be something like pineapple or WrestleMania. Make sure everyone knows prior to the event what the safe word is, and that if the word is used, it's a hard stop. Next, make sure everyone gets tested. You want to make sure everyone is STD-free. If you've never done an STD test, you want to make sure you and everyone at the orgy will be tested for HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomonas, and syphilis. You can get these tests done at a variety of places, including talent testing. When the big day arrives, make sure you have lots of water for everyone. Having so much sex can really take it out of you. If someone's blood sugar drops low, you might want to have some fruit and vegetable juices on hand as well. And last but not least, you want lube, lots of lube, and some baby wipes as well.